Temple of Flux by Rebecca Anders, Jessica Hobbs, Peter Kimmelman and crew in Berkeley, California. The temple has become a point of reference in the navigation of our city, Blackrock. The key characteristic of our city is a temporal structure, which leads us to question, what kind of temple would our city, constructed under the theme Metropolis, need? To lead the artist thinking about the design, they look to the idea of counter-monument, a phrase coined by James Young to define a new way of thinking about memorials and monuments. The counter-monument's aim is not to console, but to provoke. Not to embody permanence, but change. Not to be everlasting, but to disappear. Not to be ignored, but to demand interaction. Not to accept the burden of memory, but to throw it back and demand response. The counter-monument accomplishes what all monuments should. It reflects back to the people and thus codifies their own memorial projections and preoccupations. So the Temple of Flux stands not as a habitable building, echoing churches and mosques from our histories, but as a counter-monument. Drawing its inspiration from canyons carved by wind and water over time, the Temple of Flux rises from the playa floor as a series of graceful, double-curved walls. Their wide, heavy bases taper as they ascend, leading the eye from a solid, urban foundation to an increasingly fragmented upper edge as these long angles reach to the sky. The walls stand in an overlapping, linear layout, allowing access from all sides via passages of varying widths between them. The largest walls describe a large chamber inside the array, creating space for gathering and celebration. Oriented to the passages of the sun and moon, the many fissures in the smooth wall faces serve as angled ports for changing luminosity. With this intentional perforation of the massive walls, areas of light and shadow change over time, visually signifying the diversity of an urban, secular, and spiritual place. Small raised fire rings around the outside of the temple and a central cauldron in the interior allow warming light to illuminate the walls at night. The Temple of Flux creates a place of physical and spiritual shelter, its scale and space simultaneously affording and inspiring a setting for reflection. The relationship between humankind and the physical environment has continually shifted over the ages. First, we sought shelter in geological formations, hiding in crevices and dwelling in caves that nature provided. Next, we sought to alter these formations, then to construct our own shelters. We have constructed our built environment to reflect our social structures. They in turn inform who we are. The intensity of our collective efforts has now become almost geological. It seems we are a force of nature ourselves. Our cities as massive structures have evolved over time, rising like mountains and spreading like the deserts. We look to them as places of permanence and wonder, where we inhabit the urban canyons carved by roads of commerce. The city differs little from the geological features in which we once dwelled. A metropolis, too, changes with time, shifting, growing, crumbling, and eroding. The city will someday disappear altogether. Temple of Flux references our impetus to create structure as well as to relate to our environment. The temple welcomes participants to take respite and find strength at its feet. It beckons one to journey its pathways and follow its sensuous lines as they arc into the air.